Springfield's Talk 104.1. I am Nick Reed. Thursday, which means it is Author of the Week Day, sponsored by ABC Books on North Glenstone. And our author this week, Rachel Ehrenfeld, The Soros Agenda. And the name George Soros is a name that is very familiar to so many people. We hear a lot. We saw it in St. Louis. So many of the problems occurring there with crime regarding, we had the prosecutor that was a Soros prosecutor. We hear about Soros prosecutors. But, you know, beyond the name and the understanding of the connection to some of these folks that get elected to be prosecutors and in other elected capacities as well, we don't really oftentimes, or a lot of you may not know a lot about George Soros. So we want to thank Rachel Ehrenfeld for being with us to talk about the Soros agenda. And if you would, just tell us a little bit about what made you decide to write the book.
Exactly the reason that you mentioned. You said that many people, we hear about Soros, but here and there. But we don't really, most people don't know much about Soros, which is kind of funny because he has been active politically, is the biggest donor of the Democratic Party, has been for many years, and he's a billionaire, he's a financial maverick, and most people don't know much about him because reporters have not actually done their homework for a long time now, and didn't do any research to find out more about this person. What we know about Soros is what he has been telling. Is most of what we know about his background. So I decided that it would be, this is a very important time in American political history, and I thought that it would be good if people actually know more about George Soros and the agenda that he planned and carried out and continues to carry out in the United States, against American values, American Constitution, and capitalism. And I thought it was very important for people to know what his agenda has been, how he carried it out, what kind of policies, what kind of strategies, and what kind of tactics he used in order to implement them. Because if you know thy enemy, if you don't agree to his radical, progressive, left, neo-communist agenda, you should read this book in order to know what he has done in order to try and counter it.
We're talking with Dr. Rachel Ehrenfeld, our author of the week. She's founder and president of American Center for Democracy and the Economic Warfare Institute. You, decades ago, had noted that if Soros went unchecked or unchallenged, that he could be responsible for completely altering the landscape of American politics. And I think that so many of us have recognized that to some degree that has been occurring. How was it that you recognized that before Soros was a name known in the capacity it is today?
I didn't have a crystal ball. However, I paid attention because back in as soon as he started his organization operating in actually in the United States from New York, his first agenda was to try and change the drug laws in the United States. However, and this was the Open Society Institute, and he created other organizations, other foundations that promoted drug legalization, as well as funded all kind of small organizations, initially small, to promote and at the time, this was 1994, $15 million to promote drug legalization in propaganda, articles, newspapers, people who will speak on behalf of this, was very unusual. and a lot of money. $15 million got you a lot of airtime and advertisement. And I was curious why someone who claims that he is for an open society is funding is trying to get the biggest slavery ever, which is drug addiction, legalized in a country. Why he's trying to enslave Americans while he's claiming that he wants an open society? It was a contradiction. So I was very curious and started to follow what he was doing. And that's how I understood initially and from the beginning that the issue was not only drug legalization. The issue was he wanted to test his ability to change laws in the United States, especially criminal laws, because criminal laws are controlling really law and order. And that was the first. And why did he choose drugs? Because at the time that he tried that, at the beginning, the idea of legalizing drugs was unacceptable and unthinkable. And he said, okay, I'll try and do it. And he didn't go to Congress and lobbied Congress to try and change the laws. No. He went to states, he went to cities, he went to small localities, organized people there and paid them in order to promote them in the communities. And that was really, that's one of his staples. And he succeeded. Many more millions of Americans are doped today than when Soros started with this.
We are talking with our author of the week, sponsored by ABC Books on North Glenstone, Rachel Ehrenfeld, the book, The Soros Agenda. For whatever reason, Soros, in my mind, he's almost always been a caricature, like a Lex Luthor type of person that just does bad stuff because he can. What have you found motivates him? What is his end goal? Or is it as simple as he just wants to see if he can do it, and he's got the money, he's got the means, he's got the control, and so he does it?
Well, not every billionaire. There are many billionaires in the United States much richer than he is, than Soros is. And they didn't really, except a few, they didn't want to change the legal system in the United States. Some of them wanted to get around it, but people didn't want to change the character of the United States. Of the only constitutional republic with the democratic and capitalistic, where people actually were able to become rich like he did, actually. And so his motives are not... I didn't interview him for the article, for the book, or the articles that I've done, only one early on. But I looked at what he has said over the years, and I cite him heavily throughout the book, and I looked at, okay, this is what he said, let's see how he went about getting what he wanted. And he quite amazingly was able to, if you want, buy a lot of influence in the Democratic Party. He had supported every Democrat president since the 90s, I guess, it's starting with Clinton and Hillary Clinton, and their agendas went on to support every Democrat presidential. He paid a lot of money trying to get Kerry to be elected. And, of course, we are now today at, of course, Obama, and Biden. Now he's a megalomaniac. He said that this is not the book is not a biography. I only wrote about his character in relation to his political agenda. And he thinks of himself as a philosopher, unacknowledged, but a very important philosopher. And he said that when he was younger, he thought of himself as God. And since he made a lot of money, he's now living it out. Mm. Well, he's living it out, and he's making our lives miserable.
Right. Well, he certainly has, unfortunately, had, I think, an impact. Particularly, you see it in the cities with these prosecutors and the crime that has flourished, yes, under these prosecutors. I think a lot of people.
But he not only, and you mentioned it in your introduction, he not only funds rogue prosecutors, and he actually boasted about it in the Wall Street Journal last year, he also funds other attorneys who work, state general attorneys, prosecutors who work in, who are getting, who are being hired by the rogue prosecutors, that are being elected. Anybody running for office who is progressively on the left enough will get money to be elected. Maybe a local for the local assembly, for the city, for Congress, for any secretaries of state. Anybody who's running for office, even judges in places where they are elected, can count on, if they are progressive enough, can count on Soros' money. And his son, who took over the organization in June, is now, has said and promised that he will do everything he can, and he has a chest war of $25 billion. dollars to prevent Trump, of course, from re-election, and prevent anybody who has Republicans, and especially the MAGA movement, anybody who thinks that America is exceptional and should continue as a constitutional republic with capitalism and democracy. They will fight, actually, they will fund the opposition. Well, so this is dangerous.
Well, and this leads me to my final question with Rachel Ehrenfeld, the author of The Soros Agenda. For some period of time, I thought, well, you know, as much as he may think of himself as a god and all the money in the world, it doesn't make you beyond death, and like all of us, he will one day leave this earth. And then you hear about him passing the torch to his son, who's already been making visits to the Biden administration, the White House. And so you think, well, is this ever going to end? What is it? Do you see a pathway to stopping this for Americans? What is our best hope or path forward to stop the destruction of the Soros agenda?
The Soros Foundation has been ranked as the least transparent organization, think tank, organization, charity of its kind anywhere in the world, not only in the United States. So the opaqueness of what they are doing, we find out things about them here and there because there are some email leaks, etc. Not because people who work there are leaking anything. They are afraid to speak. Anybody who works there is feeling deep attachment to the organization and all are afraid to speak. Most of the people, most of high-ranking officials at the Biden administration are people with deep links to Soros and his foundations. And the policies they are actually implementing are policies that has been born by working with him, with his initiative. The way to fight this is really to call them out and not vote for them. You don't want these policies, fight against them. You don't want your children to be indoctrinated, to be neo-communists, and you don't want your children to be convinced or told that they can change their gender. You want your children to study at school and not to learn mathematics and algebra and writing and reading and physics, and you don't want them to be completely consumed with the new religion of global warming or of different pronouns every day, then you should actually demand locally, everywhere, that things will change at the school, from the school level, from kindergarten level up. And vote according to your conscience and understanding when you go to vote. That's simple civic.
Rachel Ehrenfeld, our author of the week, sponsored by ABC Books on North Glenstone. The book, again, The Soros Agenda. This is Springfield's Talk 104.1. I'm Nick Reed.